Nyttårssalget er i gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av to eller flere varer. Salget finner du i butikk og på dressmann.com.
Hei, Sandu. Gammal Maiden Torkil her, som lurer på om du har lyst til å se Bruce Dickinson stå på en scene og snakke om livet sitt, Iron Maiden, plus, på Sentrum Scene I Oslo. Følg med til slutt I episoden for å delta I billettkonkurranse.
En podcast fra Podplay.
Jamie Thomas was like our favorite skater, and Hallowed Be Thy Name was the song to his little compilation part, and it ended the whole skate video, and it was just incredible. That song came on, we're like, what is this? Because this is like one of the greatest songs I've ever heard.
Gammal Maiden. Yes. Vente på svar fra Derek Whibley, frontmann I Sum 41 fra Kanada. Han har vært innom Radio Rock tidligere og var en utrolig hyggelig kar. Altså husker jeg han hadde Iron Maiden Number of the Beast t-skjort på seg. Men da stilte han, ja, han fikk et dilemma, Maiden eller Metallica. Da svarte han Metallica. Iron Maiden or Metallica?
Metallica.
Så det må jeg jo konfrontere Derek Whibley med her nå, tenkte jeg, når jeg får svar. Og så må vi høre litt hva som foregår med det bandet fremover. De skal på nye turné. De, ja, det et av de bandene som spiller flest konserter I verden for tida. Travel fyr.
Hello?
Hello? You hear me? No, you disappeared again.
Hello?
There you are.
There we go.
Did you hear me?
I could hear you the whole time, yeah.
Okay.
Weird.
Did you change browser or...
I did, yeah. I just tried my phone instead of the computer.
And the sound is really good, so now we're
okay, cool.
On.
Sounds good.
How much time do we have now?
I was told 15.
Yeah, okay.
I think.
Let's try to clock in on 15. So just let's get started.
Okay.
Derek Whibley, welcome to Radio Rock and the podcast Gammal Maiden again.
Thank you for having me.
You've been here, it was right before the virus came and destroyed everything.
Yeah.
You remember?
I mean, sort of. You know, we do a lot of these, but yeah, I have a recollection. I don't remember what we spoke about. But.
Yeah, it was your first gig in Norway.
After
20 years on the road, you finally decided to come to Norway.
Yeah. I mean, I remember saying that I'd been there, except I went to see Roger Waters there, but that was the only time I had ever been there.
You came to Norway to see Roger Waters on Telenor Arena.
Yes.
I actually thought about that. Why did you come to Norway? Did you go on a tour? Like
we were going to be on tour about a week later.
Okay.
But I decided to come out there because I'd never been there and I thought it would be fun.
So you're a big fan of Roger Waters?
Well, I'm a big fan of music, and yes, I would say I'm a fan. I wouldn't say like I'm a big fan. I was probably equally as much excited to go to Norway as I was just to go see Roger Waters. So it was kind of, you know, it just was something cool and fun to do.
Yeah, nice. And now you're in between tours, so you're back home?
Yeah.
Nice. I saw your list of gigs the last year, and you're back on your band Sum 41. You're touring a lot. How do you do that? You enjoy it still?
Well, yeah, we wouldn't do it unless we loved it. But yeah, it's been a bitty like a pretty full schedule this year.
Yeah, and I think we spoke about your last album, Order in Decline. It's aggressive. The sound is kind of heavier. And I asked you, how will the next album be? Do you know now? Because you didn't know the last time.
yeah, we're actually almost done a brand new record right now.
Okay.
But it's actually a double album this time.
Wow.
And the reason for that was, like, it was kind of an accident, really. It was, I'd written a bunch of songs that I thought I was writing for other people. I'd been asked to write music for some up-and-coming artists during the pandemic, and a lot of it was sort of like they were requesting kind of pop punk kind of stuff. And I hadn't really written anything like that in over 15 years. Mm-hmm. But I thought, okay, sure, I'll try to write some of that stuff. And once I had about 7 songs and I demoed them out, I listened to them and I thought, you know, I actually kind of like these songs. I don't really want to give them away to anybody. So I thought, I'll just hold on to them. I don't know what I'll do with them. But at the same time, I was working on some of my other stuff, like, you know, some heavier kind of stuff, like what we've been doing more recently.
Mm-hmm.
And once I had a bunch of songs, I thought, well, I got to listen to these all and figure out what I'm going to do with them. Should I give some away? Should I keep them all? Or whatever I was going to do. So I listened to them all, and I listened to all the pop punk ones first. Then mm-hmm. I listened to all the heavy ones second. And then I just thought, wait a second, by accident, I feel like this is a double album. I like all of these songs. They don't quite make sense, like, if you mix them all around, but if you put all the pop punk stuff and then all the metal stuff on 2 separate albums and call, you know, now we're going to call it Heaven and Hell, and it's 2 different sides, but they're both going to come out at the same time.
Oh, like the Black Sabbath album,
yeah,
Heaven
exactly.
and Hell?
Well, I mean, it's not quite like that album, but sure, the title is the same.
So you're separating, you're not blending like the metal stuff and the pop punk stuff in the same
and,
album.
No, you know, I felt like that would work at first because that's what our live shows are like. That's how our set lists look like. But when I listened to them all together, like in their own, when they all live in their own world, it just seemed to have more excitement to me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It just made more sense. It's hard to come out of some of the heavier stuff and go into a pop punk song and then go back into a heavy song again. It just felt weird when I listened to it.
And when do we get to hear this?
Well, because we've been on tour so much, we haven't had time to actually finish the record. So the record's like 85% done. Mm-hmm. There's a few things that need to be done, but we can't get to finish it until we're done touring this year. So I don't know when it's going to be finished. And then the second part of that is we're still working out a record deal of, like, who's going to put this record out. Mm-hmm. So once we do that, they're going to want to have a say in when it comes out. So it's impossible for me to say, but okay. I think realistically next year we're going to have new music out for sure.
Yeah. And now you're heading on a European tour with Simple Plan. Is that like a split tour? Who's playing first?
it's not a co-headline or anything like that.
Okay.
It's our headlining tour. Simple Plan is support.
Yeah, okay.
And Cassiette is going to be opening.
And you're starting in Stuttgart in Germany, but no... No gig in Norway this time.
No, not this time, unfortunately. I'll just say this right now, though. I don't put the tours together. None of us do. We sort of get handed the cities and the dates.
Yeah, yeah. But you're
We were just there this summer.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Tons of Rock, and the gig before was on a smaller venue. So the next time, I guess, you will feel the same arena that where you saw Roger Waters.
That would be great. It was a very nice venue.
I'm gonna talk about a lot of influences growing up being a rocker, because the podcast is about that. And for me, my first band that made me think rock and roll music, that's my thing, that was Iron Maiden. And I remember you wore a Number of the Beast t-shirt when you came here the last time, actually.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
A regular question here. Do you remember the first time you heard Iron Maiden?
I do. Yeah, the first time I ever heard Iron Maiden was in a skateboarding video called Welcome to Hell, and it was the final sort of scene in this, the episode, I don't know what you call it, but like the montage, skate montage. And it was Jamie Thomas, who was the skater, and I guess, you know, all those, in those videos, it's just a compilation of like all their tricks and all their stuff, you know, it's like a couple minutes of each guy, and I assume they all picked their own music or whatever. But yeah, it was like Jamie Thomas was like our favorite skater, and Hallowed Be Thy Name was the song to his little compilation part, and it ended the whole skate video, and it was just incredible. And I remember thinking, that's how we found out about a lot of music back then, a lot of punk rock music, and and this was it was so different, because everything was punk rock in these things. And then that song came on, we're like, what is this? Because this is like one of the greatest songs I've ever heard. You know, we were pretty young teenagers at the time, and that's how I found out about Iron Maiden.
I actually had another guest here, a skater that had the same experience, the same video, Welcome to Hell, or with the Hallowed Be Thy Name. So I guess actually skaters like Maiden because of that VHS video.
Maybe, I don't know.
But when you came here, and I had this like dilemma questions I asked you, Maiden or Metallica, and you actually said Metallica, so but why?
Well, in a way it's kind of like saying Beatles or the Stones. I mean, I love them both. So I think, I don't know, I think Metallica for me, I just think they're like the slightly the best metal band that do that kind of thing. They're kind of like the Beatles of metal. Some of those songs are just so well written and crafted, and it's just like every part is perfect. You know, Maiden is probably a very close second, but I think I just would probably lean towards Metallica just a little bit more.
Yeah, you had to ask. You had to answer really quickly the last time. So, but what kind of band was the first for you then that made you think, yeah, rock and roll? That's the thing.
Well, I was into music at such a young age, and I kind of knew I wanted to do music from as long as I can remember, probably 6 years old. So, you know, the Beatles is the first thing I can remember making me love music. But in terms of like, you know, but when I get old enough to think that I want to do this for a living and not worry about school and all that kind of stuff, I would say you start getting into like the years of Nirvana. I think probably a collection of bands made me realize that I was going to not do anything else but music. We Nirvana, the Sex Pistols, and the Doors. Yeah. Those three bands combined were like my favorite three bands when I was 14. And I think that though, that's what made me say, you know what? I don't think I'm going to do anything with school. I'm going to finish it, but I'm not going to go into anything that requires me to go to school. I'm going to play music.
Yeah. But how did you get that music? Because when I was young, it was difficult to find any The Doors cassettes.
Sure.
How did you get
them? Same with me.
Yeah.
I was very lucky. When I was 14, my mom took me to a Christmas Eve party at a friend's house. And it was like an adult party. You know, I mean, there's no kids there. So they were just like, you know, the guy who owned the house was like, hey, I'm getting rid of all my old vinyl and it's all in the basement. You can go down there and pick out whatever you want. Just have it. So I spent the whole night just down there because like, what am I going to do like with a bunch of adults talking upstairs? Right. It was just so boring. So I just spent the whole time going through all these records, and I didn't know what a lot of it, I didn't know who these artists were, really. I just was picking records that I'd heard of, picking mm-hmm. records that looked cool. Like, I didn't know who Frank Zappa was, but I'd heard of him, and the record cover looked cool, so I grabbed it. And that's how I got all these records. You know, he was a huge vinyl collection. Every album from a band, you know, all the Doors records, all Led Zeppelin records, bunch of Jimi Hendrix, you know, it was just kind of everything. Jeez. And I started slowly going through these, well, not slowly, it took a long time to go through. I picked a new record every single day and would just kind of get into it for throughout the ninth grade. There, you know, so every day I'd come home from school excited to try a new record, and then I got to the Sex Pistols, mm-hmm. and that's what just like blew my mind open.
What a night! Just
yeah, it was great. I was really lucky. I mean, what a fortunate night. It was going to be normally just a boring, you know, Christmas party for parents, but yeah, I got all those records.
Oh, well, we had to get some recordings from a friend's cassette, and the sound was shittier and shittier on the next
sure
cassette.
I had all that too. That's what I got a lot of the punk rock stuff, like the Fat Records and Epitaph Records bands, like NoFX and Bad Religion and Pennywise and Strung Out, Lagwagon, all those bands. We just had copies of tapes.
Endelig fredag, da det tid for
Sofakos.
Nei.
TV-kos.
Nei.
Vennekos.
Nei, enda bedre. Det tid for
fredagskos. Ingen kims, ingen kos.
Nyttårssalget i gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av to eller flere varer. Salget finner du i butikk og på dressmann.com.
You're listening to a podcast. I'm Bruce Dickinson. You're not. And you're listening to Gamal Maiden.
When the priest comes to read me the last sights, take a look through the bars of the last sights of a world that has gone very wrong for me.
So I asked you to pick one song from the Maiden catalog, and you picked Hallowed Be Thy Name. Is that because of the skate video?
Yeah, that was the whole story behind that. It's still one of my favorite songs to this day. I think it's just such a great, well-written song, for one. But yeah, it's what got me into Iron Maiden for the first time.
Yeah, and it's not like verse-chorus song. It's like it's got some prog.
It's got all the riffs. Got so many. It goes so many places. Yeah, the intro is incredible. The vocal performance is amazing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
you still kind of listen to Maiden?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yeah, all the time, like me.
Yeah, I mean, these days, you know, with the way it all is, it's like I've made playlists of songs, and I have like a Maiden playlist now. I don't necessarily. I know sometimes I'll put on a record.
Okay.
But usually all those songs, I like, if I'm going to go listen to Number of the Beast, they're sort of all in my playlist anyway.
The podcast is named Gammal Maiden. It's like old or vintage Maiden in English. Do you have any newer Maiden stuff in that playlist?
You know, I do not.
It's mostly 80s.
Yeah. I mean, Fear of the Dark, what's that? That's like 92?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thought. So, you know, that's probably as new as it gets.
How old were you in 92?
When I was 12.
12.
I was born in 1980.
Yeah, I was 14 and I loved it. But but after that, things happened. But now you're touring a lot. We spoke about this the last time. Are you still like friends in the band after?
Oh yeah, of course.
Seems like after Tons of Rock, you're having a lot of fun, and you got this huge devil on stage. It's like Iron Maiden and Eddie.
it's similar, somewhat. I mean, sure. It's like, I mean, I would say we've always been inspired by Iron Maiden. So Yeah, you could draw a connection there for sure. I don't think it looks like Eddie.
No.
I mean, Eddie is definitely its own thing, but sure, yeah. I mean, there's always some inspiration there.
How did you come up with that idea to have a huge red devil up there?
That actual devil comes from one of our own images, like from back in the day. Like, I think we had it. We used to have a backdrop with that devil, the exact same looking devil, back in 2002. Mm-hmm. So we used it on a couple other things. I think it was like on some t-shirts maybe or something like that. So that devil image has been around. We thought, well, let's blow it up instead of being a backdrop.
And it sounds like there are more guys in the band listening to Maiden and old metal stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure. The whole band.
Mm-hmm. Did you like grow up together? So you know each other from
back? Yeah, for the most part. I mean, to a certain degree. Teenage years, yes. I didn't live in the same city as those guys until I was about 12, 13.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, our high school years, we grew up together.
Yeah. So nice. And how did you start to play guitar and sing? What kind of music made you try it yourself?
I think the first thing that made me want to pick up guitar was Guns N' Roses and Slash. My first thought was I want to be Slash because he was the greatest, you know, most famous guitar player at the time. It felt like. But I also, you know, Nirvana came along really quickly into my life too because they exploded.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, soon after Guns N' Roses. So I kind of went into that a little bit more. And it was obviously so the opposite. It was so simple and so basic and more just about a song rather than being a crazy guitar player. And I sort of gravitated towards that. It was also, I was getting into, not long after that is when I found the Sex Pistols and all that kind of stuff. And I liked that energy of simple chords, kind of more fast and aggressive. Stuff like that. So I went more down that path.
Yeah.
But Slash is what got me wanting to play guitar in the first place.
Last time we spoke about your, rock and roll can be difficult touring. You drank a lot, you told me. But now, you said you found yourself the last time and behaved differently. So are you keeping up with that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, the truth is that I'm having probably more fun. When you're drinking a lot, you think you're having the best time of your life. And you are having fun. But now that I've been doing it sober now for, I don't know how many years, almost 8 or 9 years, I actually find that I'm having more fun now.
Good to know.
Which surprised me.
And it looks like you're having fun on stage. So I hope your tour in Europe will be good. And I hope you will come to Norway after the next double album, Derek.
Yes, yes, hopefully.
Thank you so much for having me this evening, and good luck with the tour.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Gammal Maiden med Torkel Torsvik, en podcast fra Radio Rock.
Ja, så, du ble med helt hit, ja. Takk for at du gjorde det, og takk for at du hører på Gammal Maiden. Og gjerne abonner på podcasten og spre ordet om at den finnes. Ikke så mange plasser folk får snakke lidenskapelig om det vi elsker her I livet. Iron Maiden og rockemusikk, så klart. Og til slutt her, så skal du få muligheten til å vinne 2 billetter til Maiden frontmann Bruce Dickinson sitt enmannsshow som kommer til Oslo sentrum scene den 12. januar 2023. Alt du trenger å gjøre å svare på et lite spørsmål her. Skal vi se. Hvilket episodenummer har Gammal Maiden-episoden der Bruce Dickinson gjest? Den finner du jo I sesong 4, så det skal være enkelt å finne ut av. Episodenummeret altså. Riktig svar sendes på SMS til 2033. Du starter med kodeord ROCK I meldingen. Ta med svaret ditt, episodenummeret altså. Og navn og adresse så du med I trekningen. Og konkurransen den avsluttes søndag 9. oktober 2022. Lykke til. Jeg så det showet An Evening med Bruce Dickinson sist han var I Oslo, og det var utrolig artig, men det var også veldig rart, må jeg ærlig innrømme. Jeg elsket og digget og kikket på og hørte på han fyren her, helt siden jeg var bitteliten tass, og så han stå der I joggebuksa si og prate om livet sitt, det var kult, men også veldig rart, og det her kan du altså oppleve hvis du vinner konkurransen da. Lykke til! Takk for at du hører på.
Du har hørt en podcast fra Podplay. En enklere måte å høre podcast på. Last ned appen Podplay, eller se podplay.no.
Nyttårssalget I gang hos Dressmann. Nå får du opp til 70% rabatt på et stort utvalg skjorter, gensere, bukser og mye, mye mer. Opp til 70% rabatt ved kjøp av 2 eller flere varer. Salget finner du I butikk og på dressmann.com.